Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
We're taking your calls this morning on 012-334-1322 Radio Pulpit. Good morning.
Good morning, Sisayanda Ninja.
Ah, good morning, Dada Mekseni Siphile kakhulu ninjani, Dada.
I just think of your
booster. Istulo sakho, Dada, besi empty Friday.
Yeah, nkulunkulu
amen.
Amen,
Dada. Next time. Yeah, I really felt like, you know, hey, Dada, don't go to bebe kona. But it is well. Next time, Dada, the Lord bless you so much. Amen. Amen.
Ecclesiastes 7:9.
Amen. This morning, do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. Ah, Nkosi yami, amen. Amen. It at us feel.
Ecclesiastes 9:9-11. Bithi asijabuleni namakhosikazi wethu ngobe isikhathi sokuphila sincane.
Hayi, Nkosi yami.
UJesu wathi kubafundi bakhe, if you obey me, then love one another.
Amen, amen, amen.
Sisayanda, sithukuthele, sithukutheliswe izinto, sithi abantu basilimaze iy'nhliziyo.
Tata.
Egabani le nhliziyo ebayilimazile. Eyakho noma kaNkulunkulu.
Come on, Tata. Come on, amen.
UNkulunkulu wathi kuSamuyeli, uthukutheleleni ngobe labantu abarejecti wena, abarejecta mina.
Amen.
Nalaba abakwenze, abasenze kabi, abenzanga thina kabi, ngobe balimaze inhliziyo kaNkulunkulu, hayi eyethu.
Ah, haleluya.
Uma isesengeyami, ngizobathukuthelela. Uma ngisabathukuthelela, kusho ukuthi ayisise ngabanga ekaNkulunkulu, isesengeyami.
Tata.
Asinikezeleni inhliziyo zethu kuNkulunkulu 100%. Kuze singazobathukuthelela laba abasonayo. Ngobe izwi kaNkulunkulu lithi bubulima ukubamba amagraji.
Sha.
Ngobe ukubamba amagraji, sisayanda, kwenza ukuthi ungakhoni ukumkhonza ngokuphelela uNkulunkulu. Kwenza ukuthi ungakhoni kumuntu. Ngobe nesikhathi lo muntu alimaza le nhliziyo, ilesikhathi uNkulunkulu, ilesikhathi umbumbi asebenzisa le bumba aliphula, alenza kabusha. Manje thina sivumeli le umbumbi ukuthi abumbe le nhliziyo. Thina sifake izinto zizokwenza ukuthi umbumba hluleke ukubumba le nhliziyo.
Ah, Jesus, siyabulela babo.
Ngiyabonga sisayanda, asinikezeleni inhliziyo yezethu kuNkulunkulu, zihlale ezandleni zakhe, azibumbe, azenze ngendlela afuna ngayo. Thina singakhathazeki ngalutho, sazi ukuthi le nhliziyo ayisiyone yethu and sazi ukuthi isezandleni zombumbi. Ngiyabonga sisayanda.
Tatu Nkosi, no siyamvubawo, siyabulela kakhulu Somandla. Besicelile ke bawo namhlanje, bacela ukuthethe nathi umzimba khe sikhe sikuve uba sivinto enye naSomandla. Siyalibulela ilizwi lakho Thixo, futhi sicela uxolo ngokuthukuthela Nkosi emakhosi. Siyahlambuluka uba ngamaxesha amaninzi asikwazi ukuva, sikwazi ukunika indawo yakho ngoba inhliziyo zethu zithukuthele. Oh God, we thank you for calling us out. Asinalo Thixo wethu, asinazo nenhloni zokuthi uba sithukuthele silibandla. Thixo wethu, lusithukuthi ndithukuthele Nkosi yamakhosi, ndicela uxolo bawo ngegama lika Yesu Christu inhlambuluko somandla namhlanje siyabulela Thixo wethu olungileyo ngoba xa uthetha makubonakale kuvakale somandla bakuthetha wena siyakuva ke somandla ba uyathetha nathi kudala usilungisa usibumba sibumbeki ngoba izinhliziyo zithukuthele senzeke Thixo sikukholwe bawo sazi futhi into bona konke kwenzekayo ukuthi akusenzeki ukuthi ngoba kusaphili thina kuphila uKristu ukuthi ngegama lika Yesu Christu. Thank you Lord. Amen. Bazalwane, 5 minutes after 6 is your time. We continue with worship we continue to take your calls this morning on 012-334-1322. Siyafuna umvuthixo uba uthini nakuthi namhlanje. Uthini na ebandleni, uthini kuwe today in Jesus' name. We've just read from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9 to 11 uchutata unkosi uba xa ezinhliziyo zithukuthele kuba nzima for the potter to do his work in our lives. Hey, inkosi yami.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Ah, sobambelela namhlanje ngobekezela. That is Tina Zungu live. 11 minutes after 6 is your time, my family. You know, as I'm listening to the song and I'm just re-listening to a message kaTata Nkosi this morning, I pray, bazalwane, that, you know, especially emabandleni ethu, the more we pray for the strengthening of the church, the more it should be that we are determined to allow the fivefold, or at least the operation of the fivefold, to manifest. You know, sometimes, Barcelona, there are, let me say, prophetic unctions that sometimes don't happen. You know, we there are people whom God has given very strong messages, but those messages don't happen because we sometimes are not a receptive people, you know. And so I just really want to, I don't know how else to pray for the church, that the Lord would really transform us into a receptive community, into the generation of the church that is so receptive to the word of God that it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at us, that we are going to hear God and really, really hear him and choose to obey him in everything that we do. It's 12 minutes after 6. I want us to cross over now to Utata Untintili, who is going to be sharing or completing the message that we've been trying to share throughout the month of January this morning. So let's cross over, Bazalwane, to that message. And when we come back, the lines are still open and you are still welcome to send your voice notes. We'll come back to you, Sis Pindile. We'll come back to you, Mam Thelma. And we will certainly come back to all the voice notes that we are receiving this morning. Bazalwane, let's take a quick break.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape. Get in touch with the truth, the light and the life, 657 AM.
Indeed, that is where you are at this morning. Somebody was trying to call. I'm trying to take the call. They are putting down. Let us try and see if we can take this call. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Morning.
Oh, morning. Morning, Tata Unjani.
Morning. Amen,
Tata. Amen. Maskesim Fubao, Tata.
Ufunda incwadi ka Jeremiah. I understand ukuthi you are really burdened. You've got a good reason to be burdened. Ngoba naye
wayekhala ngokuthi ke at times he even felt like not preaching anymore.
Yo,
the word became so powerful in his veins. It was like fire in his bones. The problem is evangelism, as I under in these last days, is still a gozo. Abazalwane balifundiswa. Abazalwane, now you can talk until you blue in the face. And if you want to. Abalifundi izwi abazalwane.
Sure.
Kona manje, when you go to shopping malls, you find even little girls. Banobuhlali bezangoma. Kugcwelisa bonke bayathwasa. Ngoba they believe in religion. Now, unfortunately, Christianity is not a religion. It's a relationship. Uma umuntu ehleli ezweni. Lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu, be he not unequally yoked with unbelief.
Amen.
Abazalwane bafuna la kunama group khona, yabona, everybody is, once you become religious, now is when we are going. They even make it a fashion. Uthola bese neyikhumba lesi basikama kahle isiphandla basikame kube sengathi bracelet. Yeah, every, you know, abazalwane abafundi izwi. That's the main problem in the church. Ngisamamele ubaba uNkosi ekhuluma ngelento nge forgiveness. Maybe the Bible must always forgive when you pray, because uSathane usebenzisa yona yonke lento ukuxabanisa abazalwane enkonzweni nayo yonke lento. Even leadership. But this is a personal thing. Well, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to read the word. And they're only looking for somebody. Also, always. That's why I think in King, a prophet, they are abusing the word of God.
That's right, Dad. That's right. That is so right.
There's a problem in the church. It's cutting so Paul away. So that's why the Bible says that to always interrupt a kubega and the right a kubega and the leon to lay. So we must. God is looking for a heart. Heart. Abantu bayifunela izinto zabo. You see, it's always been the case, but we are living in the last days. Ngisho namanje mawuzakhetha nje ukukhuluma. The thing that presses me ukuthi even when you were praying, you know, I was also praying for ukuthi You know, praying for your leadership in Mabandlen on television, over the radio, but the thing is this, don't when in the language I think the woman is a lot of it, Sayanda.
Amen, Tata. I really like that, Tata, a lot. You know, Bazalwane, before we cross over, you know, what Tata a lot is saying, it's as if he was literally reading my heart. I think my greatest burden right now is that... I was telling somebody yesterday that, you know, my eyes are opened. I realized maybe I've been living in a bubble, ne? My eyes are open, Bazalwane. I'm starting to understand what we want, Tina, actually, which is the reason why we have false prophets. The reason why false prophets exist is because, Tina, sifuna, we want an actor, a conda. Sifuna umuntu ozokwenza lento thina singakwazi uzenzela yona emakhaya. So if somebody doesn't come and perform, you know, so that we can say, yo, powerful, sis Ayanda, yo, powerful, uban, then it's as if umsebenzi kaThixo wenzekanga. And that thing, yoba singabina personal conviction and personal burden for the things of God. That's the thing that is going to cause us as a generation of the church for us not to be able to receive what the Lord is doing. And I cannot even begin to explain how dangerous. Wow, magasinete, bazalwane, really, I pray whenever I am, the Lord wants to warn us in this manner. That's all on the tenders, but kawuqale ngamthixo ngoba I'm not necessarily immune, but kawuqale ngamba uncede mina kuqala. I pray with all my heart, bazana, let's not look for actors and entertainers in the people that God has sent to deliver the message, whether I message iyakaka noma isweet noma isawa noma iperi peri, whatever them ukuba we are a people that are individually committed to our God, we will be able to create an atmosphere where the Lord is able to speak. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises the standard. So there is never a time when people of God come together where the standard cannot be raised, regardless of what the enemy is trying to do. When we are a people who are individually committed to what the Lord wants to do. So really, may the Lord help us as the church. Kakhulu.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the Word and renew your life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Dear Father, I give myself to you so that you can sweep my heart and crush me, and so that also I can have a high reverence to your word, so that, Father, your hand can work mighty things in my life as I serve you. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive us, Father God. Forgive me for treating, Father God, your word lightly. Thank you, Jesus.
Morning, Ayanda and family. We are talking to Pindile. We thank you, Ayanda. Uthi makuqala vele unyaka. Umathewu 6 verse 33. Uthi seek the kingdom first, and all others will be added. January, sifune yena. Sifune ubuso bakhe. Sifune intando yakhe. You know, endleleni sihamba ngumjwayele uNkulunkulu, sihamba nokwenza amanomzi ethe inkonzweni. But we must ask for his guidance. Everything. Kube nguye osiholayo. Ask the Holy Spirit. If you are a child of God, you need to have a Holy Spirit that will guide you in each and everything that you are doing. So ekuseni siyabonga ukuthi sihlalile enkonzweni sifuna ubuso bakaNkulunkulu kuJanuwari. Let me pray, Sis Ayanda. Baba, siyabonga ekuseni kuThixo ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Baba, wena uthembakele ekuseni, sifuna wena Nkosi uJesu. sibabonile abantu azange basenzele lutho ekuseni ngegama likaJesu. Sidinga ukwenza intando yakho, Nkosi uJesu. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Papa wenu uyahalalela, uthembakele Nkosi uJesu. Hawukho okwehlulayo ngegama likaJesu waseNazareth. You are worthy to praise in the morning, Father. Ngegama elinamandla likaJesu, uthembakele Nkosi uJesu. Uthe Nkosi yami sifune ngesikhathi sokugcina. Yize izikhathi zokugcina lezi lapha abantu bedukiswa khona. We need the teachings. We need the pure gospel. Ngegama likaJesu elingaqotshwanisa nangamanzi nange-oyili. Ngegama likaJesu waseNazareth. Baba wenu uyahalalela ekuseni. Uthembakele unguye onguye. Oyehola abantwana baka-Israyeli ngefu, ophinde abahole ngomlilo. Sidinga ukuhola uwe endleleni ngegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Phaba wenu uyahalalela, uthembakele ekuseni, uyaphila. Uthe uMose meke buza ukuthi ngithi ngubani, wathi nginguye, ngingunguye. The creator of heaven and earth, we thank you. Siyabonga ekuseni, have a blessed Sunday. Amen.
Amen, 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 Dadetu. Amen. This morning, I just want to read my family the last scripture, and we are going to thank God for what He has done in our midst this morning. And my prayer continues, my family, to be that may the Lord find it acceptable, you know, that we can still stand before Him. And we continue to thank God for His mercy. Uyasihlaziya emandleni bazalwane, and He makes His mercies new every morning. It is my prayer today. You know, one of the things that God said to me yesterday. Yesterday, I came back from the prayer and all I wanted to do was sleep. I actually even literally asked, I'm like, Lord, please just shut me down today. You know, I didn't want to think. I didn't want to do any. I just wanted to sleep. And in the midst of all of that, the Lord said, cursed is the man whose trust is in man, but blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. Bazalwane, maske sifunde uThembo Thixo. You know, akekho nomnye umntu onguThixo. Azange yenzeke. We are children of God. Yes, we are made in the image of God, but the one in whom we ought to put our trust and revere above all things is God. It is my prayer this morning. Revelations chapter 1, verse 17. And when I saw him, this is the revelations of John. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Ah, God. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write these things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Lord, we believe indeed that it is your heart to continue raising the church. It is your heart to continue washing your bride as Christ continues to intercede for this incredible bride that you are coming back for. This morning, we thank you, Lord God. I'm going to pray this prayer that has been sent on the WhatsApp line. Father, in the name of Jesus, we accept you in our lives. We ask that you wash us from all the sins that we have committed, for harboring hurt in our heart. And cleanse us right now, Lord, we pray, in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-530-6805. 0800-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.